NASCAR Steve jumping on the air this afternoon, and I know if I'm going to talk to this guy, it's time for racing season start. I know NASCAR is getting fired up at Daytona this weekend, but we have to talk about is the kickoff of the 50th anniversary for Michigan International Speedway. With me on the phone is Rick Brenner, president of Michigan International Speedway. Hello, Mr. Brenner. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you today?
I'm very excited to talk to you. That means racing season's coming, and you guys have your tickets on sale today.
Yeah, they went on sale today, and folks can pick those up at mispeedway.com, and that's our newly designed website as well, so check that out. Or we've got folks right here in Michigan waiting to talk to you about this awesome track and our awesome plans for this year at 888-905-7223.
All right, you guys got the weekends planned, a little bit of a change in the schedule, but sort of back to normal. Tell the folks about what you have laid out for them this year.
Yeah, we're super excited. Our first weekend is June 8th through 10th. So I think it's a great way to start your summer and your vacations as school ends, I believe, in most places that week. So, of course, that weekend, there's no school the week after. So come on down and join us. We've got the ARCA race presented by Menards on Friday the 8th. We've got the Xfinity Series LTI Printing 250 on June 9th. And we've got the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the Firekeepers Casino 400 on June 10th. Of course, that's the kickoff of our 50th anniversary celebration. We also have 38 special performing that weekend for free with
nice.
Your purchase of a Sunday ticket. Kids remain half price on Sunday and free on Friday and Saturday. So a lot of great stuff going on, continuing to build and expand on the entertainment that's available. And, of course, the 50th anniversary brings a whole slew of new things to the table for everybody.
How about the August weekend? It's going to be the trucks in the Cup Series again. What do you got planned for August?
Yeah, we've got the Corgan Oil 200 on the Saturday following the qualifying day on Friday, and then the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series on Sunday the 12th. And, of course, you know, besides having the fastest track in NASCAR and the best drivers in the world here competing, we're going to celebrate our 50th anniversary one more time. So we're going to change up a bunch of the stuff, but we're still going to make that a year-long celebration. We've got the Cadillac 3
great
for
band.
That weekend as well. And they'll be performing live for free on Saturday night with your Sunday ticket. And, again, we've got a whole bunch of new entertainment and stuff planned throughout the weekend. We're finalizing those details now, and a lot of the 50th anniversary stuff through the month of March. Just keep an eye on our website and our social media platforms, because we're going to keep putting things out. Like this week, we put out a nice video that kind of takes you through some of the decades that we're here, and there's going to be a lot of neat stuff here. I promise you, if you love cars, if you love racing, if you love automobiles, if you love just having a great time, this is going to be a really special year with what we've got planned down here.
Some great stuff in the fan, the New Holland Fan Plaza, all kinds of great stuff for the fans.
Absolutely. And tickets still start at $35.
That's amazing.
$160 for the week. So still a great value, a lot to do, and just super excited to get this going. And the only thing we can't control is the weather, but if we could, we would. Unfortunately, we can't, but hopefully we get a couple great weekends, and we certainly have a bunch of new stuff here on tap for folks.
Yeah, retractable roof on a two-mile track would be kind of, it would be a tough, wouldn't it?
That'd be a tough sell, I think. Yeah.
You guys always have great packages for the fans. I always recommend the fans, if you have a favorite driver or something that you want to do hospitality-wise, something that you haven't experienced at the track, definitely go to mispeedway.com. Check out all the great packages. Just one I want to mention, the free food package. You can get two grandstand tickets and $20 worth of food vouchers for a Sunday race. So that's a good package for somebody who maybe hasn't been to a race before.
Yeah, that's an awesome package for somebody if you want to come down. And, of course, your food is free. Whatever you want, you just use it. It's a $10 voucher per ticket, and that's just a great great opportunity. We'll be announcing some other packages. We're finalizing details with several drivers, depending on which weekend you choose to come out, where you have some meet and greets and some question and answers and things to go with your experience. And, of course, for groups 10 or more, we've got our brand-new all-you-can-eat seats this year over in Turn 1. That includes all-you-can-eat for 2 hours during the race on Sunday, as well as a seat with a countertop to sit and enjoy.
Nice. Bring the stretchy pants for that one.
What's that?
Bring the stretchy pants for that seat.
Absolutely. And that also, groups this year includes, we have a mock drivers meeting. So
oh, neat.
If if you've got a company outing, we're also doing some tram laps for people, which are laps around the track on the day of the race. So if you book a group of 10 or more, make sure you ask about one of those things. They're first come, first served. There's no extra cost for them. And it just create a great experience for either your friends, your family, your employees, your customers, whoever you're coming out with.
Again, we're talking with Rick Brenner. He's president of Michigan International Speedway. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. I was looking around your new and improved website, which is really cool looking. I'm a regular on there, so I always love the improvements. The great folks at Prime Sporter are offering some travel packages. I just wanted to let fans know about this. Let's say if you want to do the day experience, you don't want to stay at the track. They do include hotel and then round trip transfers to the track. But if you want to tailgate and you want to be a hardcore fan, MIS has you covered on camping, right?
Yeah, we certainly do. MISCamping.com offers kind of a turnkey camping solution if you'd like it. RV rental, they put your fires in your fire pits for you the first night and just do a really nice job of taking care of you if you want that kind of high-end experience. If not, you've got your own camper or you want to pitch a tent, we've got just about anything and everything you could possibly need, including our new Turn 1 Resort Campground, which among its many features is it's a private game room.
Wow, really?
Which in looking at the designs, is the basement I've always wanted and could never get. But everything from pool tables to air hockey, it's right next to your campground. You're right next to the track with your sights. You've got electric and water. If you have pets, they're welcome there. You can bring them right out the back. There's a nice grassy area as well. You've got a private viewing area. And because we know you're going to want to pack up and leave after the Sunday race, we're including the all-you-can-eat seats in your package for Sunday.
Nice.
As well as driver intro passes and infield access. So really nice all-inclusive package. There's only 28 of them, so act fast, but they're on sale as well.
If you need a media member to try that out and give you a review, I would volunteer for that gladly, Rick.
You want to ghostwrite for me? I'll scan it and then let you know how the weekend went. Or we'll do it together, Steve. Hang out together.
So. Well, I know the food that you guys cook at the track. I mean, I eat really good at MIS, folks. And you get a package like this, you eat well.
Yeah, you'll eat well, and you don't need to set an alarm clock because the cars will hop on track and wake you up. So you'll be ready to go.
That's right.
just an awesome campground with cars going over 200 miles an hour right below you. So pretty cool opportunity.
All right, folks, I'm going to go through the schedule real quick here. Make your plans. June 8th through the 10th is the first weekend. You got the Friday ARCA and Cup Series qualifying, the Xfinity Series race, and the LTI Printing 250 on Saturday with 38 special playing afterwards. Sunday, Firekeepers Casino 400, the Cup Series, of course, and then they're going to come back and party again with you in August 10th through the 12th, Cup qualifying on Friday, the Corrigan Oil 200 Camping World Truck Series race with a Cadillac 3 plane afterwards. I'm excited about that. And then Sunday, you got another Cup Series race. And of course, if folks want tickets, if they want to get the best packages and get them today because they're on sale, tell the folks how they get the packages.
You can call us at 888-905-7223 or visit us at mispeedway.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Rick. I know we'll be talking prior to the June race and prior to the August race, and of course, I'll be there. You can't get rid of me yet.
And we're not trying to. Looking forward to seeing everybody. And stay warm. Enjoy the race on Sunday, the Daytona 500, of course, and look forward to a great year down here and a great celebration. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot. Who are you picking up for the 500?
Well, I got to go with one of the Michigan guys, right? Although, so I'm going to go with Kozlowski.
Okay.
So earlier today, I kind of feel like Martin Truex is going to keep his hot streak going, whether that includes the Daytona 500 or not. But in terms of rooting for the hometown guys, we want to see Brad or Eric win, and would love to have that happen for the state and for those guys as well.
I'm gonna pick a Michigan company. I'm just gonna say one of the bow ties is gonna win. I'm a Chevy guy. So there you go.
Okay. All right. That's fair. There you go. I like your odds.
Mine are better than yours, I guess. You only got two drivers. I got like 10 or 12. Thanks so much, Rick, for coming on with us.
Right.
Again, Rick Brenner, folks, president of Michigan International Speedway. Get to their website, mispeedway.com. Check out all the great packages and celebrate 50 years at MIS with NASCAR and, of course, Michigan International Speedway.